This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, Trinity Site Atomic Bomb Test Commemoration Set for Saturday, July 13th. The fourth annual Luminaria Lighting and Prayer Vigil will be held on Saturday, July 13th, from 7 to 10 p.m. in Tularosa, New Mexico, in commemoration of the Trinity Site atomic bomb test. The atomic bomb in its first experimental test was exploded near Tularosa on July 16, 1945. Its success resulted in the U.S. bombing Hiroshima, Japan, on August 6th of that same year. The Luminaria Lighting and Prayer Vigil is sponsored by the Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium in cooperation with the Village of Tularosa. It will take place at the Tularosa Little League Field. Luminarias will be available for a small donation. They will be lit in memory of those who have died from cancer and other illnesses related to exposure to the atomic bomb explosion. There will be a healing service with a Native American medicine man as well as other faith leaders. New Mexico congresspeople and legislators have been invited as well as other dignitaries. The Tularosa Basin people were not given advance warning of the test, nor did the U.S. government ever return to advise the population on precautions they needed to take to prevent exposure. All the food sources of the rural communities were vulnerable, since almost everything they consumed was raised, hunted, or gathered, and their water often ran through an open ditch system. Today, no family is untouched by cancer. According to Tina Cordova, a member of a Tularosa family and founder of the Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium, the people were, quote-unquote, unknowingly, unwillingly, and uncompensated participants in the world's greatest science experiment. The Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium holds town hall meetings, gathers health surveys, and collects hundreds of family histories from those living in the area. Cordova says, according to the census data from that time, more than 30,000 people lived within a 60-mile radius of the Trinity test. The work of the Downwinders Consortium was validated in a 12-year study completed in 2010 by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC. The CDC, with records for every county in the United States, found that the population in the four counties adjacent to the Trinity test site had an incidence of cancer 8 times higher than the average county. The CDC estimates that in 1945, the population of the Tularosa Basin received a radiation dose 10,000 times more than is considered safe. For more information and opportunities to volunteer for this commemorative event, please contact Fred Tyler at 575-585-2896 or Tina Cordova at 505-897-6787. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org or our Facebook page.